Sorry, I missed it. I was horsing around. Which, I know it wasn't this song, but during my vacation, at some point, Hunter sent me a message. Oh, check out Lil Jon, too hot, take it out. I'm like, what? What am I? Dude, it's 11 o'clock at night. Go to bed.
Yeah. I think I got played or something. I'm like, man, we got that intro. I got to send that to Brock in case he's partying.
Ridiculous. No, I was in bed like a normal adult.
Too hot, you can take it out.
Take it out.
Like, what are you?
Oh, God, man.
What's listening to?
Throw my back out singing a Lil Jon. Anyway, I digress, folks. 6:39. Keep moving here with your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Actually, I do. I have to take my truck over there. It's making a weird squeaking noise. John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get me taken care of. They always do, and they'll get you taken care of. Well, Phil Anselmo will pay tribute to his old band on Friday with a live stream pay-per-view concert they're calling a vulgar display of Pantera. God, I love Pantera so much, man. In the past, Anselmo has been hesitant to play a lot of Pantera with his current backing band, The Illegals, but he tells Revolver that the unexpected death of Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul in 2018 caused him to reconsider. He's expected to perform material from all five of the band's albums during the show. The multi-camera event will get underway at 7 p.m. Eastern time with Australian opening act King Parrot, with Anselmo and The Illegals starting at 8. So if you're looking for that, tickets and info are at IllegalsLive.com. You best believe I'm going to be checking this out.
Oh, man.
I love Pantera. I love Phil and a lot of the stuff he's done, and I think this is going to be pretty sweet. So, yeah.
I tell you, like a few weeks ago, we were splitting wood over at my parents' house. Like, what kind of music should we do? Throwing some Pantera.
Yeah, dude. Get
dude,
your jack,
I'm telling
man.
You, we split that wood so fast.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't even use a log splitter. You just used your hand karate chopping, man. You can do that with the Pantera.
Get you going.
So, again, check that out. IllegalsLive.com. Lastly, in your rock news, Ozzy Osbourne, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee as a member of Black Sabbath, is now a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. The ceremony was held last week in Florida and re-aired on Tuesday. You can check out clips from that online. Ozzy didn't attend the ceremony, but did send a video speech. While it's been a while since he's been involved with the World Wrestling Entertainment, he did make several appearances, including WrestleMania 2, which was 35 years ago. He teamed with Captain Lou Albano. Mm-hmm. To manage the British Bulldogs in their tag team championship win over Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine. Dude, these are some names I haven't heard in a while, man.
You think he would have paired up with, like, The Undertaker?
Something like that. And in 2007, Ozzy performed at a SmackDown taping in Baltimore. In 2009, he was a special guest host of Raw. It's funny to me. I guess I really didn't pay much attention to Ozzy and his WWE involvement. But
probably wasn't jumping off the top of the cage.
Maybe early Ozzy would. Probably not, you know, in like the 2009 or 2007 appearances. But he brings a little extra to it.
I'm pretty sure in 2002, he jumped off the top rope and turned into a bat and then flew away.
Oh, my God. Everyone see that? Yeah, he actually turned into a bat. He bit everyone in the face, gave everyone rabies, and then flew off. And that's how he won. That's how he got the belt. But congratulations, Ozzy. Obviously now a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and a WWE Hall of Fame inductee. There you go. Adding to it. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, April 7th, 1988, this is kind of crazy, man. Alice Cooper nearly died of asphyxiation after a safety rope broke during a concert stunt where he hangs himself. So, Alice Cooper, by the way, if you see anything shocking or crazy on stage, really, Alice Cooper is the godfather of that, all right? You wouldn't have all these crazy show antics without people like Alice Cooper. But, yeah, he used to do this thing. You know, he did the guillotine thing and all this stuff with snakes, but he did do this thing. And, yeah, one of the safety ropes broke, and, you know, everyone just thought it was part of the show until everyone's like, wait a minute. Something's not right
here.
They're
dying. Yeah. Somebody do something. You know, make sure that safety rope is good.
Dude.
You know, that's kind of an important part of that.
Hey, Alice, we're not going to judge you if you have two safety ropes just in case. We'll still be amazed with the show, okay? We will. We love you, man. Just be careful. For God's sakes. For God's sakes.
I'm joking.
Oh, great show. Great show, Cooper.
This is great. This is, looks real.
It's so real. This is unbelievable. Anyway. All right, so there you go. That's your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.